Next time on Five Nights at Freddy's.
Hey, listen, about that threat from this morning. I want to apologize. With all the missing children incidents and us struggling to pay our employees, it's been very stressful. The only other support we get is from the free spare parts from the Non-Human Rights Project. And the Boston Dynamics, bless them.
Yeah. It's okay, man. It's understandable. Especially when this place gets a lot of crap because of the incidents in 87.
Yeah, and my boss would never do anything like bribe the media. Mr. Fazberg's actually a big teddy bear. As a matter of fact, a lot of his friends calling him the inspiration for this place.
Oh, really?
He even drew up the designs for the original characters, and a friend of his, Charlie, who was a mechanic at the time, built the first endoskeletons. Sadly, he died about a week ago.
Why?
Between his wife leaving him and his younger daughter being killed at Freddy's, he committed suicide. It's been rough for all of us. It's a shame, too. He was actually the inspiration for Bonnie. He always loved puns, bumper cars, and would always wear a smile, even at the worst of times. He even did some of the weirdest stuff for absolutely no reason. Bonnie found it amusing and started doing it himself.
That actually explains a lot. One question. Who's that guy with the helmet that's been walking around here? I saw him trying to help Bonnie's head out of a bucket with Chica and Freddy.
Oh, that's Jake. But he likes to be called Revenge for some reason. He creates voice banks for Freddy and Bonnie.
Oh, does he do Foxy too?
He did audition, but Murphy did a much better job.
Who?
Don't you have a job to do?
Yes, sir.
Go on, then.
Yes, sir.